Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466687 through 466750. Warrants 7878 through 7880. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes February 22nd and 28th of 2022 and executive session minutes for February 28th of 2022.
Any question on the regular minutes?
I don't have any.
I don't.
Move to approve the regular minutes for February 22nd, 2022, and February 28th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for February 28th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Memorandum of Understanding, Airport Law Enforcement Officer Program, number 22-017, Sheriff. I have received a letter dated March 4th, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the Memorandum of Understanding between the Branson Airport LLC and Taney County. This is for the purpose of assigning law enforcement officer at the Branson Airport during commercial aircraft check-in, boarding, and departure.
It's for the officer and the vehicle?
Yes.
And the county's insured has sufficient insurance coverage regarding all the obligations.
Any other questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding, the Airport Law Enforcement Officer Program between Taney County and Branson Airport LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for the 2022 Dodge Durango Pursuit all-wheel drive SUVs, three of them, number 22-019, Sheriff. I have received a letter dated March 4, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form for the purchase of three Dodge Durangos at a price of $32,912.93 each for a total price of $98,738.79.
Sheriff, you have a copy of the bid, don't you?
Yes.
Seeing that, what do you recommend?
I think that's probably the best deal we're going to get.
But you see where the one was disqualified?
What's that?
No, that's not the right one.
No,
pardon me. Thank you.
So we're just signing the agreement now. We've already approved correct. This. We've already awarded the bid.
I have another bid on my hand.
Okay.
Move to approve the agreement buying between Taney County and Landmark Dodge of Independence, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Assessment Maintenance Plan 2022, number 22-012 or 021, Assessor. I have received a letter dated March 4th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the maintenance plan as to form. I have a signature page where the assessor has signed off on it.
The auditor addressed if the, it also assuming that the budget summary on page 17 is correct. Hate to assume, I would like to ask the auditor if that is correct.
After a request of reviewing page or reviewing this document, I found in page 17 the state reimbursement approved for 2021 was not accurate, and then also there has nothing been filled for the requested 2022 for this document.
Who filled out this?
Okay.
Everything else was accurate.
Well, does the requested for 2022, does that not need to be filled out before the state looks at it?
These would be questions for the assessor.
Come on up.
Yeah, so kind of low.
So I think they asked who fills this out.
I do. With the help of Larry Hickson with the state. They asked me to wait till he got there because Jim Kyle used to help Chuck, apparently.
So what I'm finding is on the approved 2021 shows a state reimbursement of $142,170. In when we were doing the approved budget, the 2021 approved shows to be $135,000. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't see anything in the requested. And that's what the only thing that I saw when requested to look over this document.
Okay. That was supposed to be put in, what's it, page 17?
That's the only one that.
David, can you pull the mic up?
Yeah. I was told to wait on this particular document, that this would all filter in from the state on the 29th. Because I didn't have an approved budget yet, I sent what I had, and they told me, because you can see where it says additional documents will be put in, they were supposed to assemble the finished document and give it to me. And so They were taking the approved budget, which I think I got on January 24th. Was that when we did that? But whenever I got it from Mr. Clark, I sent that straight over, and I still didn't get the completed form here that's supposed to be, everything's supposed to be filled into it, again, using the state's computer. Because they send us a Excel spreadsheet to do all of this, and like my letter, when you see the letter on the front, I do that letter separately, and in their assessment maintenance plan program, there's a thing that says insert letter. And so when they're asking me for your signatures on the finished product, I said, you didn't send me the one that you were supposed to fill in. So we didn't have their side. They were supposed to fill all this in.
They being the state?
The state is supposed to have done that. And now I see that she's, because I carbon copied her on the letter she's asking from Nikki. She wants the letter with your signatures, but nothing, it's not done. So I will tell you, from what I understand, they are very shorthanded at the state. The appraisers that come and check properties in the state, I think they're down from 23 to 6. And so for this program, I was assured that they were going to put everything in on their side, send me the complete package, and I still haven't gotten it. I've asked for it. I still don't have it. I made sure I sent you what I had. And I believe I told you what I thought in our budget, when we did the approved budget, I told you what I thought the state was going to put in. That 153,285, I think we calculated that based on numbers we had, you know, versus the parcels.
That one is for the request. This was the 2021 approved.
Okay.
Which was 142, 170, 135 was what was requested.
We publicly approved the budget on January 10th. That's when
we
approved signed it.
For the 2022.
Yeah.
And when I received it from David, anything that I got that was approved, I shipped over that day. I've got emails for that. But I didn't feel like it was fair. I know that you guys are supposed to sign it first, then the State Tax Commission signs it. But it didn't seem fair that you signed something that we don't have all the pieces to, and they're the ones who said we're going to put it together.
And it also says that any memorandum of understanding that is attached to this becomes part of the maintenance plan for 2 years. And so it would be, we'd just be, I guess we have to sign it, but we'd be signing something not really knowing what we're signing.
Well, I say, yeah, I'm not comfortable for the insert additional documents that, I mean.
I'm not a lawyer, but I wouldn't sign, I didn't want to sign something that wasn't finished,
well,
but I had put the everything together and signed it to send to them because I had to do that first. But again, they didn't send us the finished product that you were supposed to sign. They just want you to sign a paper.
Well, the timeline and phase chart, are you, is that acceptable to you?
I can't hear you, Brandon.
The timelines and the phase chart, is that acceptable to you?
What page are we looking at, Brandon?
It'd be 5, 6, 7. Essentially, the timelines that they say you'll get stuff done by, and the phase charts are going to be
my difficulty
12,
is
page 12, 13, 14.
We physically don't have enough appraisers to go out and cover all the properties that the statute says we have to cover. And so,
well, this is not a reassessment year.
No, but we should have 16 just to cover what we're doing. We have so many new construction, and again, we're supposed to actually start assessing things now to catch up, because in 1 year you really can't cover everything.
Have you hired back the appraisers that you've replaced? Have you replaced the appraisers that you've let go?
Yeah, I replaced everybody.
So you've got the full amount that after you let the others?
Yeah.
Okay.